start.
Yasso! Today, Moshe saw him first.
Look, everyone,
he shouted as he tossed a snowball into the air. Crazy Yasso's back again, look!
Crazy Yasso!
Even the smaller children began chanting it as they giggled and threw snowballs back and forth.
He never says anything,
little Chaya said, laughing as a snowball skimmed her boots.
Crazy Yussel's just like an alley cat. He always runs away.
And look what he's wearing, said Devori as she ducked a snowball and
shook some snow off her hat.
Crazy Yussel only wears ripped shirts, pieces of a sweater, and pants with patches. And he wears torn sneakers in the snow. My mommy would never let me go out dressed like that.
And he scares people. He's always hanging around here, said David Friedman as he looked over his shoulder at Crazy Yussel. I think... Hey, who threw that? David turned around to see who had just thrown a snowball at his shoulders and saw Ari grinning. Try this one, David shouted as he prepared a ball to throw back. Soon the air was white with whirling snowballs.
Watch out!
A white snowball had missed its mark and was spinning right towards Crazy Yussel.
Oh!
Something hard and cold hit Crazy Yussel's left eye. He fell to his knees in the cold snow while a sharp pain flashed in his head. As the children were running closer to see what had happened, David slipped and fell on a sharp stone that tore through his pants and cut his right knee. His knee throbbed, and his legs felt icy cold as the dirty, slushy snow oozed in. David looked up and saw Yussel ahead, also kneeling nearby.
Are you all right, David?
His sister was quickly at his side.
Yeah, it's just a scrape, really,
David insisted, but he could feel the grimy snow on his cut knee, and it hurt. He got up. His knee still worked. What about Crazy Yussel?
You know, I think he's really hurt,
exclaimed Yehudis.
Oh, his face is bleeding,
shouted Chaya.
And he has a big bump. It looks so funny.
It's not funny, David said. It hurts to fall, and it hurts to bleed.
No one knew what to say. They hadn't thought that Crazy Yussel could bleed like a real person. They hadn't truly considered him human.
Maybe we should take him to Dr. Rubin's office, said Moshe in a low voice. It's right on this street.
That's a good idea, David said.
Yussel's head was still flashing. He felt someone take his hand, and he stood up. Suddenly, it was warm. Crazy Yussel was no longer outdoors.
The air smelled funny. It wasn't a dirt smell, and it wasn't a food smell. What was it? He was scared. The walls were white and the floor was soft and dry, not like sidewalk ground or rocks. He was told to sit down in a soft seat and to lift his head back on a small cushiony object. He wanted to look around to see where he was, but he could only open his right eye. His left eye had been injured by the snowball. Yet, sitting in a warm, dry place, he no longer felt so dizzy. A man was carefully cleaning his damaged eye with a warm cloth.
"It's badly scraped and bruised," Dr. Reuben told the children. "What a tumble he must have taken. Well, this ointment should help it heal, and this bandage will keep it clean."
The doctor looked at Yussel pitifully.
"It's all right, young man. Don't worry, you'll be fine."
The children looked at each other with relief. Yussel was okay, except for some bruises. He was going to be able to open his eye again after the swelling went down, and his vision would be as good as new. He would be just fine. They had not hurt him permanently. Right now, though, his eye was puffed up, even under the bandage, and it probably hurt a lot.
"Who is going to pay for this?" asked Dr.
Reuben's receptionist when the children were ready to leave.
Pay for it?
"I have no money," said Yussel.
This was the first time the children had ever heard him speak. They hadn't even known that he could speak, but they certainly believed him when he said he had no money. From where, after all, would Crazy Yussel get money?
"An office visit is $18, the receptionist informed them.
$18? Aaron, Ari, Moshe, Chaya, Devori, David, and Yehudis put together all the money they had with them. It amounted to $4.83.
"We'll pay for it," David replied. "But could we please bring you the money tomorrow?"
The receptionist agreed, and the children slowly walked out the office door. Crazy Yussel was already heading toward another neighborhood. Once again, he was stooped over, holding his hands over his face in the gusty wind.
Mr. and Mrs. Friedman were both late in coming home that evening. Mrs. Friedman had been out shopping, and Mr. Friedman had been delayed at shul. Many members were out of town on winter vacation, and it had taken time to assemble a minyan. When their parents finally arrived home, David and Yehudis prepared to discuss Crazy Yussel with them.
"What should we tell them?" asked Yehudis.
"The truth," said David simply. When the family had gathered, he proceeded to explain all that had happened.
"We don't even know which one of us threw the snowball that hit him," David concluded, feeling ashamed. "We really should have been more careful. I had thought Crazy Yussel was a little scary, but actually, he needed protection from us."
Mr. and Mrs. Friedman looked at each other and sighed.
"Unfortunately, there are people like Crazy Yussel," Mr. Friedman said. "But as you realize, they need to be helped, certainly not taunted. Kol Yisrael arevim ze la ze. All Jews are responsible for one another." "And regarding the doctor's visit, of course you and Yehudis must pay your share of it. We will give you the money from your allowance."
David and Yehudis agreed. Yet, somehow paying Dr. Reuben really didn't seem to solve the problem.
"Abba," Yehudis began, "I'm really worried about Crazy Yussel. I mean, where does he live? He doesn't seem to have a home."
"And where does he eat?" added David. "Where does he get food? He said that he didn't have any money."
"May we follow him, Abba?"
asked Yehudis.
"Can you go with us in the car so we can find out where he stays?
I don't think he stays near us. He always goes to another neighborhood.
Mr. Friedman nodded.
All right, he agreed. We are not allowed to let an animal suffer, and certainly not another human being. I'll try to come home from work early tomorrow. If we can find Crazy Yussel, we'll follow him.
Immediately after school the next day, David and Yehudas were on the lookout for Crazy Yussel. The dirty, slushy snow seeped through their boots, and gusts of wet wind blew through their mittens. The sun, wrapped in blankets of gray clouds, seemed to have gone to bed early with the coming of the chills. Only a few faint streetlights glimmered as the long black shadows stretched down the dusky streets.
Yehudas shivered. Look, David! Everyone went straight home today. You know, the weatherman said it's going to sleet tonight. I don't think Crazy Yussel will be out now. He probably stayed home.
What home? David retorted.
I forgot, admitted Yehudas. It was hard to imagine that a person could live without having some kind of a home.
Hey, what's that? Something was moving in the shadows.
Over there, David exclaimed. Is that him? It is him. He's out even on a day like today. I guess that proves he doesn't have a place to live.
The children watched as Crazy Yussel continued down the block. He was hovering close to the buildings so that the wind could only blow at him from one side. He was wearing more rags than usual. He held his arms close to his side to keep warm. His face was blank. He was not smiling or frowning or even wincing. He wasn't even red from the cold.
I'll follow Crazy Yussel,
David whispered to Yehudas.
You go get Abba.
As Yehudas ran, she suddenly wasn't cold anymore. The chilly, wet feeling was gone. Her only thought was to bring her father to help them to follow Crazy Yussel. Yehudas found her father at the intersection of Pine and Elm Streets.
Abba!
She waved, realizing that her father was just returning from shul and hadn't even been home yet.
Abba! We found him! We found Crazy Yussel!
Her father pulled over to the curb and quickly opened the car door for Yehudas.
Sorry I'm late, he apologized. We had trouble finding a minion again. Which way?
There, Yehudas pointed.
Mr. Friedman turned the car down Elm Street, then reached for the car phone to tell Mrs. Friedman that they would be coming late.
Thanks for calling.
Mrs. Friedman's voice crackled due to the poor reception. She said.
There's David,
Yehudas cried half a block later, but David only shook his head sadly as he got in the car.
I lost him, he said. Crazy Yussel turned a corner and just disappeared. I don't know where he went.